Book 2, The Fool of the Sea.
Chapter 13.
Brigufilus, an able general and a cunning tactician, deserved the title of warlord. He sent 6 scouts out, ahead of his main body of cat guards, to comb the woodlands and hills for traces of his enemy. It was mid-noon when they picked up the trail, pursuing it to the bank of a wide stream. Being cats and not overly fond of water, they waited by the shallows for the wildcat and his command to catch up with them. In the bushes on the opposite bank, the otters lay hidden, watching the cat guards. Big Colin Galedeep and Banya Stream Dog crouched alongside the outlaw Letho Shellhound. After grasping the oar, which was now his favourite weapon, Colin nudged his friend.
"You are right, mate. They've arrived, though there ain't many of them. What do you think their next move will be?"
Letho never took his eyes off the scouts.
"Let's wait and see, Colin. I wager Felix will be along with the rest soon enough. I want to count how many he has with him."
Banya volunteered her services.
"I'll do that, Shellhound. But what do you want them counted for?"
The outlaw explained his strategy. He was the wildcat's equal when it came to planning ahead.
"I know that Felix has 200 or more cat guards in his army. If they're all with him, then we'll make this place our battlefield. We could chop them to ribbons before they cross the water. Now, during the fight, I've got a job for you, Colin. When I gives the word, take your clan and all the Stream Battle clan out of here in secret. I'll hold the cats off with what I've got left. You circle around the back, get clear away, then march for the fortress. The slaves will be unguarded if Felix has all his guards with him. He can hit the place hard and free all our friends."
Big Colin grinned.
"Good idea, matey. But what if Felix don't have a full force along with him?"
Letho nodded.
"I've thought of that. If Banya counts less than the full number, then we'll decoy him. We'll pull out and make a lot of noise so they can follow us easily. I know a good hill. It's inland, and any beast on the high slope can give a good account of themselves there. Stow it, mates. Here comes Felix and the rest."
The cat guards gathered in 4 ranks on the opposite bank. Their warlord stood to one side, sheltered by a large willow tree. Wheelmark Scott took the tracker's report before joining his master.
"Lord, the track's ended at this stream. The otters have far greater force than ours."
A satisfied hiss came from behind the chainmail mask.
"Good. Just as I had hoped, Scord. Send 6 of your guards to cross the stream. Take a score of archers back into the brush. I know they're waiting for us on the other side of this water. I can feel it. Listen now. They'll send lances and sling stones at the 6 in the stream. Check what direction the weapons come from and send your arrows over that way. Then we'll see what happens."
The 6 guards were not too happy to enter the stream, but they had their orders. Immediately, as they entered the shallows, a fusillade of sling stones and light javelins dropped 4 of them. Big Colin brandished his oar.
"Well, how many of the scum did you count, Banya?"
The tough Galedeep maid flung off a sling stone.
"About 50, give or take a few. Look out!"
A volley of arrows hummed viciously down among the otters. Letho saw 2 clan beasts fall and another injured.
"Colin, give the order to fall back, but keep slinging. Don't retreat too far. Then cut off into the trees to your left. Make sure they know we're running away."